the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Happy Easter, everybody. Well, that was good, wasn't it? Lovely to hear about how Mary and how Thomas met the risen Lord Jesus. But they had a privilege that we don't, which is that they actually got to meet the physical Lord Jesus. But for us, it's a bit different, isn't it? So we might be thinking this morning, well, you say Jesus has risen from the dead, but is it actually true? How can I know that it's true? And even if it is true, why does it matter? So that's what I'd like us to think about for the next few minutes together, okay? And I'm going to give you, well, my name is Paul, but I'm not going to give you my answers. I'm going to give you the answers of another Paul, a much more important Paul, who is the Apostle Paul, who wrote quite a lot of the New Testament in the Bible. And his answers are really clear. He says, yes, Jesus really did rise from the dead. And yes, it really does matter that he did. So we're going to find out why he thought that was the case. But we're only going to begin just to start that today. What I'd love to do is invite you to come back, if you're still in Exeter, for the next few Sundays, because we are going to be looking at this whole subject of resurrection. Jesus' resurrection, but also our resurrection, which we're promised if we trust in Jesus. So we're going to be thinking about that over the next few Sundays. But today, I just want to look at two verses from that great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I wonder if you're able to read the screens, could you read these words out loud with me? Just the ones that are underneath 1 Corinthians 15. Should we read that together? If Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. You are still guilty of your sins. Thank you. Okay, can you see what Paul's doing here? He's saying, if Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, then there are three consequences. And we're going to look at those three consequences very quickly now. The first consequence is, if Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, Paul says, then all our preaching is useless. Now, you might think my preaching is useless for all kinds of reasons, but that's not really what Paul is talking about. Paul is saying it doesn't matter who's doing the preaching, all preaching is utterly pointless if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead. That's the first consequence. Second consequence, he says, if Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, then your faith is useless. I don't know where you are with Jesus this morning. I don't know whether you have a faith or not yet have a faith. It's wonderful to see you with us this morning, wherever you're at. But if we do have a faith in Jesus, Paul says, unless it's actually true that Jesus rose from the dead, there is no point in having that faith. That's quite a shocking statement, isn't it? That's how important the resurrection of Jesus is. And the third consequence is perhaps the most important of all. Paul says, if Jesus has not been raised from the dead, then we are still guilty of our sins. Good Friday, just 3 days ago, we remembered, didn't we, the cross. We remembered Jesus dying on the cross. We remembered that when he died upon the cross, he took the punishment for all of the sins that we have committed, all the bad things that we say or think or do, that we should be punished for, really. Jesus took that punishment for us, so we go free. But Paul says, if Jesus didn't actually rise from the dead 3 days later, then we are still guilty of our sins. Good Friday didn't achieve anything at all. There needed to be Easter Sunday to prove the truth of what had happened on Good Friday. So I think, with Paul the Apostle, that Jesus' resurrection really matters for each and every one of us. Now, how can we know that Paul just didn't make this story up? See, he wasn't like Thomas and he wasn't like Mary. He didn't see the physical Lord Jesus. Jesus appeared to him, but he didn't see him physically. So how do we know that Paul didn't just make this story up? Well, let's think for a moment. And as I look out at you now, I think this is virtually impossible for me to think could ever happen. But just imagine you might be tempted to make up a story that isn't true. Okay, just think about that for a second. And what might make you tell a story that wasn't true? Do you just want to quickly talk to whoever's around you? 30 seconds, literally. What might make you tell an untrue story? Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt your conversations. I was generous, I gave you 40 seconds, but I know it's not very long. You can talk about it afterwards. Here's the first thing that came into my mind. Why might I tell an untrue story? I might tell an untrue story to avoid getting into trouble, okay? This is the classic, the dog ate my homework excuse, isn't it? The teacher's given you some homework. Everybody else has done it, but you haven't done it, and you don't want to get into trouble, so you invent a story, a silly story, really, about a dog that you probably don't even have, having eaten your homework. But it stops you getting into trouble, right? So, is that the kind of thing that Paul was doing? Did he make up this story about Jesus coming back from the dead because he didn't want to get into trouble? Is that what happened to him? Absolutely not. He got into so much trouble because he kept insisting that Jesus had been raised from the dead. He had people throwing stones at him. He ended up in prison. People insulted him. And eventually he even gave his life because he insisted that Jesus really had risen from the dead. So no, he didn't avoid getting into trouble. He got into more trouble because he told the true story of Jesus rising from the dead. Why did he do it? I can only think of two reasons. The first is he was absolutely convinced that it was true. Absolutely convinced that Jesus had risen from the dead. And the second reason, he thought it was really important for as many people as possible to know that that was the truth. I am so conscious this morning that literally we've just peeled off the very top layer of this discussion. So if you'd like to find out a bit more about this, I'd like to suggest two things to you. The first is a YouTube video, which I enjoyed watching this week. It's called The Case for Jesus's Resurrection. The guy on the right is a guy called Gavin Ortland. He's the podcast host. Guy on the left is Mike Lycona, and he's written this really good book about Jesus's resurrection. And just for an hour, they talk about the reasons why we can have confidence that Jesus rose from the dead. So if you like YouTube, I recommend that to you. If you're a bit younger, I'd like to recommend this book to you. It's by Josh McDowell and his son, Sean McDowell. And it's called Jesus is Alive, Evidence for the Resurrection for Kids. And I have a copy. I've bought a copy because I want to give it away. So if you would like to have this copy of this book, come and see me afterwards. It's probably suitable for anybody 8+, I would say. You can have it on one condition. The condition is you promise either to give it back to me to give to somebody else, or you give it to somebody else once you finish reading it, okay? But if you want that, come and see me afterwards. And come back to church. We're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians 15 and the resurrection over the next few weeks in much more detail. Right, thank you so much for listening to that. You've been sat still very, very well, little ones, very well, for quite a long time. So we're going to have a movement moment, if you'd like to. What we'd like to suggest it'd be nice to do is to go and say Happy Easter to people who are in the room. Maybe somebody you know who's sitting in a different part of the room, or maybe somebody you've never met before. And if you feel like you want to say to somebody, a Happy Easter, he is risen, then do that as well. And they might say to you, Happy Easter, he is risen indeed. If you don't want to do this, that's fine. You can sit where you are and just speak to the people around you. But if you'd like to get up, we'll have a bit of movement and then we're going to come back and sing together. So off you go.